Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed well over 5,000 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. And helping families and birth mothers grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our pregnancy and adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you for listening in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. I am very excited to welcome to today's show, Nikki. Nikki, are you with us?
I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I am thrilled to have you with us. For those of you who are listening, Nikki is a mom by adoption. And Nikki, your precious daughter is turning 2 this month. Is that right?
She is. I can't believe it. It went so fast.
It did. I was your caseworker and happy to be a part of your adoption and seeing your family grow. And I agree. It does not feel like 2 years.
It doesn't. Oh, yeah. People say that all the time, and you really don't know it until you experience it, that it really does speed by. I always thought they were kidding.
Right. It's so cliche when people say, oh, it goes so fast, but it's a true statement. This month, we're focusing on topics of interest specifically to adoptive parents. And today, the title of our show is What I Want My Friends to Know About Our Adoption. And this is, you know, from your viewpoint, Nikki, and this is going to cover a variety of different topics. And I'm excited to hear, you know, your thoughts and feelings that you're going to be sharing with us. So I was hoping you could start us off today just by sharing a little bit about yourself and more about your connection to adoption.
Well, this is my first child, obviously, and me and my husband got married almost 13 years ago. We were best friends before that, and even before we got married, we talked about our kids separately, not knowing at the time that eventually those would be our kids together. But we've pretty much been talking about kids since day one. And, you know, you don't think back then that that there's any other option other than just birthing your own child, that that's what happens. That's the natural way that, you know, people have babies. And we thought we wouldn't be different from that. And, you know, we talked about it. And then right after we got married, we started making plans and we were so excited. And unfortunately, that didn't work out for us. I say unfortunately, but I really mean fortunately, because it worked out. We couldn't have asked for a better situation. Our daughter is absolutely incredible. But so that's how we got into adoption. It was not by any means our last choice. It was the choice that it kind of came to us. It was presented to us in a way you can't ignore. And so my husband got a job here in Michigan. It was a perfect situation. It was a blessing. And when we got here, everything just kind of fell into place, and it just became more obvious that adoption was what we were going to do. And so we, you know, met with Adoption Associates, and everything just kind of took over. It was really a feeling of this is what was meant to be. And we had a perfect situation. So I know that I can't speak on the side of, you know, there are harder situations that happen, but all of them are doable. But we had a perfect situation. It was only a few months that we were on the list, and then we got our daughter, and it all happened so fast. You know, you get that call and then you go to the meetings, and our daughter was already born, so there wasn't, you know, the whole carrying time, the 9 months or even the 7 months, like she was already born. She was here. So everything just went so fast. It was so surreal how it happened. To be honest with you, now my husband and I will talk about the details of back then, and some of them I'm actually unsure of. It's the biggest moment of my life that I waited, you know, 11 years, 12 years for, and there are actual details that I don't remember, because it was a whirlwind. It was incredible. But yeah, so that's kind of how it came into our lives, and that's where we are now. And being parents is more than I could have ever expected and more natural than I expected. But it's incredible, and I wouldn't have wished for anything different.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And as I mentioned before, today we're talking about what you would want to say to your friends or to others and what you would want them to know about your adoption. And I thought it would make sense to start with a discussion about how you and your husband came to choose adoption as a way to form your family. And I know you've already touched on the infertility a bit, and I was hoping we could explore that a little bit more, because this is, while a very personal and difficult subject, it is a subject that frequently occurs. Infertility is something that many people experience, and it is one reason that couples begin to consider adoption as a means of forming their family. So I was just hoping, Nikki, that you could elaborate on that a little bit and talk about what that was like for you and your husband, and how you went from the struggle of infertility to that decision to move forward with adoption, and what that was like personally for you.
Sure. It was long. It was a very long process. Like I said, I mean, we were married 11 years before we got to this point. We went through, you know, the first you go through the whole denial phase of, this is just, you know, my body, it's just confused, but I'm going to have a baby. It's not a big deal. You go through that for a little while, and then you start getting worried, and then you go to the doctor, and that's where you find everything out. And we went through 3 rounds of IVF, an IUI, medication. It does a number on you, not just emotionally, physically, in every capacity. Like, it just, it completely wears on you, and you look for any piece of hope. But then at the same time, you're terrified to get that hope because you've had hope crushed so many times. And so it was by far the hardest and most emotional thing that I've ever gone through, and probably ever will go through, simply because it was unexpected, uncharted territory for me. And it messes with me being a woman and my increasingly intense desire to be a mom. And it affects everything. It's just, you know, being a woman and having children is something that is of all time. That's just how it's always been. That's what you did. And yes, now we've evolved to, we're so much more than that now, and that's awesome. However, that instinct remains in us and will always be a part of us for a lot of us. And so that just, I mean, it was crushing. It was absolutely crushing. And every time it didn't work, it just broke our hearts all over again. And we did always compare it to mourning. We were mourning on a regular basis for this child that we haven't even got to meet yet. And so it was incredibly, incredibly difficult. But there's 2 things that happened that stand out to us as the reasons, you know, that we kind of felt like adoption was for us. One was, we went to an adoption seminar just to get information and kind of explore it, because we didn't know anything really about adoption. And honestly, I was skeptical because I wanted to give birth to my own baby. I wanted to go through that process, and I felt like I was going to be missing something by not doing that. And I didn't know how I would feel about the stories you hear about how the birth mom situation works out. And just, I didn't know anything. So the idea just terrified me. So we went to the seminar that was held at a church, and, you know, the information was good and everything was fine. But then they had he was a very young reverend that was speaking, and he blew us away. Like, he adopted from another country. They went, and he was telling the story about going and, you know, meeting the children, and just his story touched us immensely. And the whole idea just, it sparked something in us, and it moved us like we had never been really moved before. We hadn't felt that sensation before. And so that was one thing that happened that made us feel like maybe we should look further into this. The other thing, which is slightly hilarious, was we went and saw Despicable Me, the first one. And when we left that movie, we were both bawling, just bawling, because I don't know if you've all seen it, but it's, you know, there's adoption in that, and it just, it's just, it's the small things that happen in life that, you know, touch you in different ways than they touch anybody else. And it could just be as simple as a movie that could spark something to make you feel that maybe that is something that you do want, that maybe it's just a fear that's stopping it, and you need to kind of put that aside because it is possibly how it's going to make you have a family. So that's kind of how we got into it. And it from that point on, we couldn't quit thinking about it. We did try naturally a few times after that, but more so, I mean, we had eggs that we needed to use, and so we were finishing that chapter of our life, and then everything kind of fell into place, and that's where we started the whole process.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. I know, Nikki, that you've experienced many comments and questions that you've shared even with me from others about adoption. And I was wondering if you'd like to discuss a few of those that really stood out to you.
Sure. I mean, for the most part, everybody, I feel like adoption is becoming more of an understood thing. Sadly, it's not as understood as maybe we would all wish it to be, but I feel like it's becoming more understood. So, I mean, we've had a lot of more understanding conversations than not. However, there are those people that would say, are you sure you're okay with not having your own baby? Or will it feel like it's someone else's child? Or have you considered a surrogate? And all these questions that were like kind of indicating that adoption is a last choice. And that's not at all how we looked at it by any means. That was not our feeling. Our feeling was, if I want to carry a baby, I don't see what a surrogate's going to do. If there's children out there that do need a family already, I mean, that would be my preference. And that was our personal choice, obviously. But she is our own baby. She is our baby. She is not someone else's child. She is our child. And she happens to be lucky enough to have other people that love her, and the birth mother being one of them. And that's not a bad thing. That is a glorious thing for her. But she is our child. We, you know, she calls us mama and dada, and she gets excited to see us, and she cries to us, and she gets mad at us because we tell her no, like, we have those. And so it's not taking anything away from the birth mother. That's just, this is, we almost willed this child into existence. We wanted her so bad, and she's ours. And so the comments that come in about her not being ours, or someone else's, or not our own, or questioning why we made this decision, is because this decision is what got us this amazing baby, and we wouldn't have had it any other way. And she is 100% our own, 100%. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. I didn't carry her, but I did carry her in my willing her existence.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Nikki. Let's talk about the process. What would you want your friends to know about the process involved with adoption and with becoming adoptive parents?
It is trying. It is 100% trying, because you look around at everybody who gets pregnant, has a baby, and not to say that that's easy. It comes with its own trials, but you look around at this and you think, I can't believe I have to go through this. I can't believe that I have to have every aspect of my life looked at, and I have to get my, you know, friends and family involved, and, you know, this is supposed to be a moment between me and my husband, and it's now including so many more people, and it is somewhat, at the time, you think it's intrusive, but it's not. It is a different experience, but it's not a worse experience. It's not a harder experience. It's just a different experience. And it can take a while, or it cannot. It's impossible to say, because you are being matched with somebody. Someone is choosing you, and that can take a long time or it can take a short time. And I feel like the process, regardless of the length, is incredibly important, because these women are choosing someone to raise their child, and that is not a small thing. That is in no way a thing that they can just pick, based off of just a picture or take basically just out of a book. Like, they have to take the time. They have to choose this, and it has to feel right to them. And the agency has to make sure that they're giving them the options that are best for them, because this is the biggest decision that they will ever make. And I can't even begin to imagine how hard it is. And nobody should try to imagine it, because everybody would react differently and everybody's feelings towards her are differently. But that is why the agency has to be so involved, is because they have to help them. And the birth mothers are making this decision based off of what they want for their child. And we should all be 100% behind that, because if you've waited for a child and you want to love this child so much, then you want to make sure it's the right situation. You want to make sure that the child is right for you and that you're right for the child. Mm-hmm. And so the process is 100% necessary, and the process can take a long time, but it's for a reason. Or it could be short, and that's also for a reason. But going into this with any expectations other than you're continuing to work towards building your family is a mistake, because it is a process, and it's a necessary process, and that process will bring you the joy that you look for if you're patient and you work with the process. And don't take it personal or in any sort of negative way. Just rejoice in it, because it's an amazing thing that, I mean, the thought of this being what your life brought you may not have been what you thought at the beginning of your process to have a baby, but mm-hmm. it does turn out to be something that you will never forget. And I still continuously want to be a part of adoption in general, because it has been that moving for our family.
Mm-hmm. And I really like, Nikki, that you touched on, you know, the birth mother here, the birth parents, and the process for them, and how their process then intertwines and intersects with the process of the adoptive parents too. So I know that an area that you feel strongly about is the birth family. And I'm wondering, what is important to you to relay to others about your daughter's birth mother or the relationship that you have with her?
I met her shortly, and it didn't take but a few seconds for her to be one of the most amazing people that I respect more than most people I've ever met. I mean, like I said, this decision, and it's not just because I always wanted a child. It doesn't matter. This is a human life that you created, and you're asking someone else to raise this child and to have this child as their own. And that decision, I mean, that's a part of you. That cannot be easy. I can't imagine it, so it's hard to even describe it, but it cannot be easy. And I have the utmost respect for her, and I find her incredible. And our birth mother was amazing. She, you know, she was smiling and happy, even though you could tell she was sad, but she was happy because she felt like this was the right situation for her daughter. And she felt like this was the match that was meant to be, which of course made us super happy. But she was happy and sad at the same time, which is how it should be, because she is sad for the loss, for her loss and for her daughter's loss, but she is happy for what the child is getting in return. And that is an incredible, incredible strength to have. To have mm-hmm. both the sadness and the happiness of what this is bringing. So I think that there's a lot of misconceptions about birth moms, but I feel that way about everybody. I don't think that anybody should be judged. You don't know their story. You don't know how they got to where they are. But this decision is never something that they just do out of anything but love. Because honestly, there are other options, but they chose this one because they love them and they want the best for them.
It's such a selfless choice. So you
Incredibly.
Mentioned the happiness and the sadness, and that sadness coming from the feelings that she has in her loss, the selflessness mm-hmm. versus mm-hmm. the selfishness. And you're right about those misconceptions. They certainly do exist. Hopefully, we're going to continue to address those. But I'd like to shift our attention now to your daughter. If you were able to have an honest conversation with a friend about the fact that your daughter was adopted, what would you want to say?
It wouldn't be very lengthy, because honestly, it sums up to, I maybe didn't give birth to her, but there is no doubt in my mind, my husband's mind, my family's mind, there is no doubt, and there will be no doubt in her mind, that she is my daughter. She is 100% my daughter. She is loved. She has so many people that love her. She has anything she could possibly ever need. And basically it would be that, yes, she came to our life in a different way than traditionally, but that just makes her even more special. Like I said, we willed her existence. We wanted her so bad, and we are going to prove that to her in every possible way that we ever could. And she's ours. She is our baby. So yes, she is adopted, but she is our baby. And she did, mm-hmm. she did go through, like we mentioned, she went through that loss of her birth parents and any possible family that she had on that end. But she is gaining the world. She is gaining the world outside of that, because we just adore her. We adore her. And in a lot of ways, that birth family is going to still be a part of her life, whether it's just through our stories or, you know, we're going to remind her that she has so many people that love her. So the loss is there, but it's going to be somewhat subdued due to the fact that she is going to be completely surrounded with love, and we're not going to take anything away from her, not her birth family, not those people that love her. We're going to give her the world. So adopted or not, she's ours.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked about your reasons for choosing adoption, the process of adopting, the birth mother, and now your daughter. But as we're approaching the end of our show, I wanted to ask you to talk about the impact that others have had on your adoption.
When I was thinking about this, in a lot of ways, I feel like anybody that becomes a parent, other people do have an impact, whether it's through adoption or it's not. And, you know, you meet people that say things, and they could say I'm adopted or not. It's just being a parent, you become, like, I call it the mama bear effect. You get protective, and you you do care more about what people say to you. And I feel like that would happen whether or not she was adopted. But we've had, you know, for the most part, we've had so many people, strangers, people we know, so many people that have only said nice things. But there are some that, you know, they come in with questions just like, where is she from? Where did you get her? Like, it's just an educational time. You can just nicely explain, you know, yes, she is adopted. She's from here. You know, it's not a big deal, because it's not. It doesn't change anything about her. She still is the amazing child. It's mine. But I feel like, for the most part, it has been just a positive impact. She's a very outgoing little girl, and people love her, and, you know, it's just been really, really supportive. And with everybody and having people have questions, which is fine. They just, you know, the simple, you know, where is she from, and stuff that's like that. But there's some stuff that they have questions about that, you know, there's this privacy aspect that you need to have for the sake of your child. And we limit what we say to other people, just because we don't want them to relay it back to her in a way that we didn't control. Not that we want to lie to her, not that we don't want to tell her the truth about everything, but we want to control how it's said, because she's a child in a slightly vulnerable situation. And as her parents, we have the ability to protect her from any sort of negative twist on anything, because there's nothing negative about it. And mm-hmm. you can't give that away. So you have to maintain that privacy. But you don't have to have secrecy. If people have questions, you don't have to be secret about it. You don't have to try to deny that she's adopted, because I mean, we are a transracial family, so she is obviously adopted, so the secrecy doesn't make sense, nor should it make sense to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay that we went through adoption. It's wonderful that we went through adoption. So I feel like we have a good balance of that privacy versus secrecy, and I think that's a key thing in our interactions with other people and how they impacted. But for the most part, it's been a very positive impact, and we've had more people come into our lives that love us due to her, because she just brings so much joy to everybody.
I wanted to just add, recently I was able to hear your husband addressing a group about adoption, and he was talking about this same topic that you are, and, you know, people asking, where is she from, or where did you get her, and those sorts of questions. And your husband, as you and I know, has a great sense of humor. And I
yeah.
think that when people ask that, it's they're expecting him to say that she's from some faraway country, or she's from,
right.
you know, the opposite side of the United States, or just some really faraway place. And he just mm-hmm. matter-of-factly says, she's from Detroit, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. yeah. And
yeah.
and so there was a lot of humor in that when we got to hear him say that the other day, almost as what a ridiculous question, as if
yeah.
does it matter where she came from? No, not really.
Right.
She's our daughter.
Yeah.
But the expectation of the person asking that question is that there's going to be this grand answer that they're waiting to hear. And, you know, it's not that grand after all. She's a Michigan girl.
Right. And I think, honestly, a lot of that comes from, like, a lot of the famous people in society, like, gripping on to the tabloids about people adopting, you know, Haitian children. And I think that that's all they know about adoption. So if they see this baby that is obviously not our birth child, that's just what they assume, because we could be Angelina Jolie. Like, it could be the same thing. I think
mm-hmm.
that's where they get it from, because
right.
that's all they know about it.
So we are very close to the end of the show, Nikki, and I just wanted to give you a chance to kind of wrap us up. If you had any final thoughts or anything that we haven't touched on that you feel is important here in our last minute or two.
Basically, I just want to make sure that, you know, the birth mother is the key part of the adoption process. But the adoptive parents are also, I mean, obviously, they're equally, well, not equally, but they're just as important, because it takes the two groups to make this amazing life for this child. And you need to just be aware of your own strengths and what you can handle. And I feel like there's a lot of the questions that come up, and a lot of the fears, and a lot of the stigma. If you're holding on to that, then you need to let that go, because adoption is an amazing thing. You bring this amazing child into your life, and it becomes this amazing, beautiful situation for both you and the birth mother. And I feel that both of those groups just need the respect and the privacy and the admiration, especially the birth mother. But there needs to be a sense of positivity behind adoption, more so than any sort of secrecy, negativity, or gossip, because it's not any of that. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Thank you so much, Nikki. And your words are very beautiful, and I appreciate you
Thank
being
you.
On Adoption Focus today and speaking straight from your heart about issues that are important to you, and I know speak to a lot of people, so we appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to our listeners as well. And remember that we are live on Tuesdays at 11. Next week, I hope that you can join us as we will hear from an adoptive father who will discuss the differences in private agency adoption versus foster care adoption. That should be an interesting show. If you're looking to connect with Adoption Associates, you may reach us at 800-677-2367. Or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. Thank you again for your support of Adoption Focus. And for now, this is Jennifer with Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.